Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay and me here in New York, and Key is where the dogs have their own automated cars.
Little dogs and strollers smoking cigars.
Yeah, Key, who?
Yeah, they got to me, Max.
They got you, man. They got you. Key, who travels in the air like more luxuriously, your dogs or Pat Costello?
I would probably say my dogs. Yeah, my dogs. Because Pat, dude doesn't shower.
Dogs take more baths than Pat.
Oh, absolutely. My dogs do, Jay.
You're saying your dogs are cleaner than Pat Costello?
Oh, I will bet you any amount of money my dogs is cleaner than Pat Costello.
Pat, yeah, you're just silent,
Pat,
man. You got to defend yourself.
Today. Is he?
He may not.
Pat
be.
Pat is having some technical difficulties. Uh-oh. My man is in a different room right now.
Uh-oh. Good.
But when he hears this, I'm sure he's going to come in.
Yeah, he's not going to be excited.
My dogs.
These dogs have better hygiene than Pat Costello.
They'll dive into the pool. Like, it's going to be 80 plus for the next, I think, 4 or 5 days here. Clear skies, you know, not nothing.
I hate
clear
that
skies,
when the dogs are in the pool.
Visibility. No, my dogs, they go.
Nah, my kids like that too. The other dog jumps in the pool. No, come on. No.
But Key, if Pat would do that if he showed up at your house after a 5 hours flight, sitting in a car for 45 minutes without showering, like that's what Pat would do.
Pat says he'll jump in the shower. I mean, jump in the pool after. Uh-oh.
Here he is.
Uh-oh. He's here.
Officer Costello.
Uh-oh. Officer Costello walks in. It has been concluded that Key's dogs have better hygiene.
I walk
than
away
you.
For 2 minutes. Here I am watching the show on ESPN. And I'm getting dragged, and I'm not even in the room. What's going on?
Because Key's dogs take more baths and showers than you.
You thought maybe you were in the shower.
I
but
do
of course
shower.
You weren't.
Key's dogs definitely travel better than me, and they probably eat better than me. Because Key has rich people dogs.
Well, Key's dogs also have their own seats.
Key, I know people in L.A. They get organic turkey breast for the dogs and pumpkin and stuff.
Look at Key shaking his head. That's what. Yeah, we buy. Yeah, of course you buy.
No
chicken breast.
Chicken.
No. You chop it up. There's rice, the carrots, the peas.
For the dogs.
Kibbles and bits, man.
And you add a little bit of dry dog food, organic dry dog food. To their diet.
How much how much you spend for dog food per month?
I'm not having that conversation.
Wait, I got a question for Pat.
I'm not having that conversation.
You can, if the deal is.
Wait, Max, I just had, what Jay just asked me.
Yeah.
So I literally just blew a top the other day.
Yeah, with the missus.
About that conversation when I saw the deal.
What are we spending?
Just
what
go get some kibbles and bits. What are you doing? It's a dog.
These dogs,
Pat,
like,
if you could
tuition.
Sign up,
what's
I'm gonna offer Pat a deal. You can sign up to travel like Key's dogs in the little dog cars and first, you know, private planes and stuff. And you can eat the organic chicken and peas and the whole thing, and it gets prepared for you. But some dog food is mixed in. A little dry dog food is mixed into the food. Yeah, and you got to eat it. Are you signing up for that or not?
Gonna have to strongly consider that one, Max.
You said silly. You gotta need to stop before we move on about one of these quarterbacks that we were talking about could be on the move potentially. If you wanted to go out and get one of the Jet guys, this is what I'll say: it sounds expensive and it sounds bougie and all that other stuff, but in all honesty. A big bag of organic dry food for dogs and whatever else you put in that isn't as expensive. It's more expensive than going to Costco and getting a bundle of chicken, frozen chicken breast, and boiling it and shredding it and dropping some frozen peas and stuff in. I'm just telling you the truth. Just being
dropping
honest.
Dropping some frozen peas in it for the dog?
He was just like a regular kid growing up in South Central.
Hold on, Max. You dropping frozen peas for the dog?
Yeah, you drop frozen peas, your carrots.
You cooking full meals for your dogs?
Yeah, but then what you do is you freeze it. You freeze it, and then when you're ready, you just bring
dogs
it out.
Dogs on a meal plan.
That's too much prep, man. You got doggy meal plans.
That is the truth.
Key, see, y'all knocking
me. He shows up in the dog food in the little tray, right? Like the meal plans.
Y'all knocking me. It's a famous story.
Y'all be counting the calories in the dog's intake, too.
No, see.
Honey, there's too many peas.
All right. I'm just y'all laughing.
Gluten-free y'all, dog food is...
Y'all laughing? Jay, you got a big dog.
Yeah.
I don't know what you feed your dog. But my dog is going to outlast your dog because of health reasons.
Well, you got little dogs. Y'all dogs live for like 20 years, man.
You got to feed them a certain way.
My dog is straight. Denzel is straight.
Key, you're like one transaction away from pushing your dog in a stroller.
Well, no, he doesn't.
They got... But here's a famous one,
though.
We
got him a long time ago,
Pat. Do your dogs get Botox or to get any, like, nip and tuck work? I'm just wondering to what level y'all take it.
Like, work done.
They already got a plane, so.
I would literally hate to see if a dog, if they had... Doggy
plastic
surgery.
You know, Key, you know some people in LA, we both know these people. They would.
Well,
they
I've seen people die to dogs.
Yeah, you go into the store, you see the little like hair dye, but it's for the dogs on the cover.
Yeah, they do that. No, for sure they do that. They definitely do that. And they put the boots on the bottom, you know, the dog shoes.
Boots,
and they got them in the
you know why it's okay, though?
Jackets and stuff.
You know why I'm okay with it? At least no one's starving. You know, now on the one hand, if people were food insecure, then it wouldn't be okay. But since everyone has enough to eat all over the world, this is just fine.
If you don't stop.
Oh, for crying out loud, people get carried away.
As much as I do for charity, if you don't stop.
As much as I do for charity.
All right, speaking of charity.
You just donated 16 crates of hair
man,
dog dye.
Leave Key's dogs alone, man. Let
dog
Key's dogs live.
All right, what's next for Zach Wilson? Can we talk about sports?
They were born on first base, though, I'll tell you that.
Hey, is it?
Dogs are born in first base, man. They woke up like, whoa, this is life.
Nah, some people some people dogs are born on third.
On third base.
Yeah, on third base, third base.
Here you go.
On plate.
I'll give you this one. Third base with no outs, okay, with a lifetime 365 hitter at the plate.
Yeah, you got Rod Carew up there. Yeah.
Right?
Tony Gwynn's up there.
I once had a conversation with somebody. We got into a political argument or whatever the case may be.
Uh-oh.
And I had to – no, I told him. It was a, you know, and I had to tell him, I said, hold on, man.
Was
you were
Phil
born
Jackson?
On third base, okay, with no outs, with a lifetime three-plus hitter at the plate.
Yeah.
Don't tell me nothing about struggling. But anyway, go ahead, Max. Max said they got
I just
you.
Want to go back in time and tell little Keyshawn in South Central, like, what life is going to be down the road.
Imagine that? Keep like, I don't believe, man. Yeah. Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
I always believed, and I'm going to keep believing.
Yeah, that's right.
It ain't my fault. I did what I was supposed to do.
Not if I showed you the receipts of what you feed your dog monthly.
I don't apologize to no one for this. Nothing. I work too damn hard, just like Zach Wilson is working hard.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
What is next for him? Like, Aaron Rodgers is there now, right? And Zach Wilson famously is going to make life hell for the next quarterback. But obviously, he also idolized Aaron Rodgers, tried to play like him, right? Is it going to help having Aaron Rodgers in that quarterback room, Joe Douglas? Uh-oh. Some text.
I just saw Victoria sent me, our camera lady sent me a text and said, Key's next reality show, implants and facelifts for your pet by Keyshawn Johnson.
We're building.
We're talking about Zach Wilson.
I know, but this is what Victoria said.
For your pet, that's a good idea for a show, Yo, Key.
That's
no
a great
lie,
idea for
that
a show
would rate.
Inside the pet plastic surgery industry. This is really a show. Key, you gotta executive produce this one.
Doing the break, why don't you Google that and see if there is such a thing as plastic surgery.
There is. It's already
Joe Douglas has something to say about the Zach Wilson situation.
Yeah, you think
situation.
It's going to... Okay, so Joe Douglas, Jets GM, was talking about Rodgers and Zach Wilson in the same quarterback room. You'd assume that Rodgers becomes a mentor to Zach Wilson. Is that the case, Joe?
I feel like this is going to be a great thing for Zach. And, you know, I've spoke to you guys at the combine, and Zach's ceiling is unlimited. No one works harder. No one loves ball more than Zach Wilson. Him having the opportunity to really shadow and be with a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback every day, every hour he's in the building, that's a great opportunity and a great experience.
Key, does Zach Wilson have that dog in him?
You know, the interesting thing about Zach Wilson, it could be good for him if he's willing to learn. Aaron Rodgers is only going to teach him by him watching. He's not going to verbally communicate with him and, hey, come sit down and study with me, because he has his own life. But you have to, as a young player, and you know this, Jay, having been a young player, veteran guys take you under their wing a certain way. It's not come do everything with me. It's you watching them, mm-hmm, and understanding how they move, and you say to yourself, I got to do it like that. Okay? I've been around veteran players. I mean, when I was first drafted in 1996, they brought in several veteran players, Webster Slaughter, Jeff Graham, and they didn't grab me and pull me into the weight room. I had to watch them walk into the weight room. I had to watch them get extra work on the field. I had to do those sort of things and then say to myself, okay, that's why they're still in the league. And if he can do that, he'll learn. And if not, he'll never grow. In other words,
you can't really hold his hand. It has to be in him to want to do it. But isn't Aaron Rodgers ideal in that sense? Because clearly Zach Wilson tried to model his game on Rodgers, Mahomes, a couple others.
But I think that's where you just have to be an incentivized student of the game. Like, you have to extract it. Like, you know, I have Rick Brunson on my team for the Bulls. Now, his son Jalen Brunson plays for the Knicks, right? And granted, different situation because he didn't have the star power as Aaron Rodgers. But every day, Rick is like, I'm going to bust your head open. I'm gonna fight. I'm going to scratch. I'm going to claw. We're going to get into a scuffle every day because this is going to prepare you. So in a way, Zach Wilson has to bring that mentality to Aaron Rodgers, but also try to extract as much information out from him as possible during his stint. Because you don't know how long Aaron Rodgers is going to be around. And this is for you to become the best version of you for your team.
Did Rick Brunson swipe down on your hands?
Every day.
Every day.
Grab my jersey, step on my feet. I mean, he taught me every
Made
Sam
you into
Cassell,
the dirty player that you
every
became?
Every Sam Cassell trick in the book,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to hear Aaron Rodgers' introductory press conference on ESPN Radio today at 2 p.m. Would it make sense for a team to pick up the phone and put in a call to the Jets talking about Zach Wilson's availability? Would it make sense for a team to start exploring trading for Zach Wilson? Is he a guy who's even worth that? Would any team do it? And how good will Aaron Rodgers be for the Jets? 888-SAY-ESPN.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by the one and only Coach Herm Edwards. Coach, it finally happened. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. How good is this team now?
They're a playoff team right now. Do they win a division? They'll compete to win a division. Can they get to the Super Bowl? We'll see. But with Aaron Rodgers, obviously, if you're a Jet fan, a Jet player, it gives them hope. It gives them the ability to score the ball on offense now. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, when you think about him, going into the game, when he walks into the locker room, you got 14 points. He's going to throw at least two touchdown passes. At least. He's going to throw 30 touchdown passes in a season, right? So you got 14. You figure this one out. If your kicker can kick two field goals, you got 20 points. Mm. This team scored 17 points last year a game, per game. Defense only gave up 18. So you just do the math. You're going to be in a lot of games with Aaron Rodgers. You know your third down, your red zone is going to be a lot better. They were 31st and 28th in both those categories offensively. Defensively, it makes your defense better because now they play with a lead. They can close games out in the fourth quarter knowing we're playing with a lead. We can go get the quarterback now, right? So all these things matter when you get a guy like Aaron Rodgers when he walks in your room as a quarterback.
Yeah, like Herm said, though. Yeah, like Herm saying, that you think about it, that team could have been an 11-12-1 team if they just had if they had Derek Carr at the quarterback position. Remember, they split with Buffalo last year. Buffalo won the division. Yes. And they split with Buffalo. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers makes them that much better where they're going to be so competitive within this division and conference, I wouldn't count them out on anything because, as we said yesterday, Max, Jay, and Coach, you look at Aaron Rodgers over the last three seasons and you factor in where he was at a year ago, and everybody thinks, oh, he didn't do this in the playoffs, he didn't do that in the playoffs, and last year they struggled. One, he was playing hurt. Two, he had young skill position players that was trying to understand how to even play professional football. They just came from the prom 5 years ago. So it was a totally different situation. So now you look at him that has some players that know how to play that's been in it before and a coach that now has an understanding of what being a head coach is all about and not a defensive coordinator. They really could be a different team than we saw a year ago with him in position. They really could be.
Go ahead. Yeah, this team, remember this, you know, this team has not been in the playoffs since 2015. So they don't have that experience at all. Right. Aaron Rodgers does, but the rest of these guys are going to have to learn how to deal with it. It's all fun saying I want to get in the playoffs, you know, but it's a whole different animal when you get into the playoffs. You're one and done. But, you know, we're getting a little fast because even in their division, it's going to be very competitive. If Tua can stay healthy, now we knock on wood.
Yeah. I mean, Miami looked kind of almost unstoppable on offense when he was playing.
They're pretty good. And Bill Belichick going to have another bad year?
Nah, to say nothing of Buffalo, yeah. Who's run the division
Buffalo,
recently.
So yeah. This is, okay, interesting division.
So, Herm, from a coaching perspective, yes. Right, understanding last year some of the challenges with Aaron Rodgers being around that young wide receiving core. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you bring on guys like Alan Lazard, things of that sort right. Now, right? You have the veteran presence there with guys like Garrett Wilson. But like, what's your approach with Aaron Rodgers moving forward about being around the organization? How do you get him to not make those same mistakes?
Well, I think Aaron Rodgers knows this. He's going to deal with the New York media and everything that goes along with that. The first question he's going to get today at 2 o'clock, are you going to be around for the offseason? He's going to say yeah. Because this is his last team. He's no longer going to be a football player after the New York Jets. How do you want to end this? Do you want to end it being a playoff quarterback, challenging to be a Super Bowl quarterback? What do you want to do? You've got a young team. These guys are excited about having you there. He understands I got to be around these guys because this is on me too. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the quarterback. All the attention's on Aaron Rodgers now. All the pressure's off this football team. Think about it. If you're a player on the Jets, there's no pressure on you anymore. This is all Aaron Rodgers.
Coach is not going to have to come out and put – when Coach came out and put all the attention on him by guaranteeing, that was a smart move. He doesn't have to do that anymore.
No. This is all about Aaron Rodgers, right? Think about it. This is Aaron Rodgers' deal now. And he's in the biggest media market he could be in right now. Aaron Rodgers is a prideful guy. He has some quirks about him and all that, but you know what? When he walks on the football field, this guy wants to win. He wants to compete.
Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, former Jet and Kansas City Chiefs head coach, joins us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and we never can forget about Max. Coach, so what does this do, though, for Zach Wilson? Can it be a learning experience, watch from a distance, or could a team on draft day pick up the phone and say, hey, What do you want to do with this young kid? We liked him coming out.
I think both things could occur, Key. I think if you're Zach Wilson, you have to be excited about Aaron Rodgers walking into your room, and you're going to be in meetings with Aaron Rodgers. You need to be a sponge. Just be a sponge. Don't talk. Don't say anything. Just be a sponge. Just be a sponge, right? Just watch how he goes about how he goes to work every day. You know, look, guys, there's a lot of pressure on Aaron Rodgers. You know, and he's kind of this, he's a California guy, kind of cool, kind of like you, Key, you know, cool, kind of walks around with a swagger, you know, everything's good. He's burning inside right now. He understands the validity of what he's about to do, right, with this New York Jet team. They expect playoffs. They expect Super Bowl, all these things. Aaron Rodgers understands that. He's coming here. You're going to get the best of Aaron Rodgers. That's what I believe.
Mm. And there's a lot of pressure because as to the eyeball test, it was like, boy, we've never seen this until Mahomes came around. We've never seen this before. But in the end, he only made and won one Super Bowl.
Yes.
So he's going to get lumped in with a bunch of guys who we just feel, if you've watched him, that he's better than, right? He needs this right now.
You make a great point, and I think that's the difficulty of it. Of can you win? So how many Super Bowls have you won? Right, Dan Marino. You think about quarterbacks. You go, wow, he only won one. Yeah, this is why it's so difficult. That's why Captain America, the guy that went to all them Super Bowls, we just thought, well, it's easy. It's not easy.
He changed the equation because back in Marino's day, Montana was on four eventually. Marino just needed to get the one, never got it. But back then, one, you're good.
Yes.
But nowadays, Brady got seven. Now one, all of a sudden, it's like, wait, you only got one?
Yeah.
You played 15, 18 years, you only got one?
It's very, very difficult.
Hell, as Herb says, it's difficult.
Right? I mean, think about this. Think about it,
Herb.
In that conference, Buffalo Bills.
It's hard.
Josh Allen, we love him. Guys,
hasn't got one.
They keep winning divisions, but it's like
get to a conference championship.
The talk will start going that way too now.
No, it is.
It's crazy you can play at a high level and be in an elite level and you start getting criticized for it.
Hey, especially, Herm, as you know, when you lose prominent coordinators like Leslie Frazier, I don't care what anybody say.
Yep.
When you lose Leslie Frazier defensively, and Sean McDermott in his own right is a good defensive coordinator, but when you lose a guy like Leslie Frazier, it's going to be tough to replace that because there's certain voices that have been in your ears for so long in an understanding that that's going to hurt Buffalo as well. So
coming
I'm not
off the
just
Brian
ready
Dable
to say
loss
that.
Too, like that.
Yeah,
just,
Dable.
Yeah, Dable
yeah.
Lost too.
And the offense didn't look quite the
no,
same.
No, and Key makes a great point because those players are very comfortable with coordinators that have been successful, that have put them in position to be successful. See,
exactly.
That's what players want.
Is that an advantage for the Jets because they brought in Rodgers' guy ahead of time?
Yes. Yes, I mean, look, players want this as out of a coach. Don't put me in position to fail. Now, every once in a while, you're going to make a call where you got to bail the coach out as a player. But a player wants to know this. This guy ain't putting me in position to fail because this is my livelihood. And if I fail, I'm out.
Coach Herm Edwards, ladies and gentlemen.
The Herminator.
Thank you, Coach, as always. Don't. By the way, you can see Coach across ESPN platforms, such as...
Yeah, this just in.
2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN.
Not Max Unboxing?
No, Coach hasn't been. I don't know. If you want to, you're welcome to come on Max. You want to talk the fight game? You're welcome.
Max Unboxing. Love, you know, my hero is, you know who that is.
Which one?
The champ.
Muhammad Ali is the champ.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
But sometimes guys out of Philly might go Joe Frazier.
No.
Okay.
There's only one.
All right, Muhammad Ali.
Herm ain't out of Philly, man. No,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand. There's only one.
You're a high-profile athlete in that town.
There's only one.
There it is. Don't miss Big George Foreman, speaking of the fight game, exclusively in movie theaters tomorrow. Get your tickets now, rated PG-13. Jets finally have Aaron Rodgers. Does it even mean they win the division?
Airplanes.
KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
And this is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Real or not real? It's brought to you by Union Pacific. Get your career on track with Union Pacific Railroad. Apply at up.jobs/sports. Real or not real? Nuno.
All right, so real or not real, today we are going to play NFL division winners based upon what we know about the team right now before the draft, before Lamar hypothetically signs. So, and we'll start off in the AFC East. Real or not real, Key, the Jets will win the AFC East.
Ooh! Is it a real or not real? They will or could?
Will. Will. W-I-L-L, Will.
I'm gonna say it's real. I think whenever you acquire a guy like Aaron Rodgers, as I said this before, if they had a quarterback a year ago, they'd probably win the division. They win the 11 to 12 games and maybe even more if they had a guy. They were messing around with Mike White and Zach Wilson and Joe Flacco. There's no way you're gonna win the division with that. But now you got a future Hall of Famer, four-time MVP taking over the reins. I say it's real.
I say it's real as well, considering Buffalo, a lot of question marks, even on the defensive end.
Von Miller.
What'd you say?
You said Von Miller?
Yeah, I just said question marks on the defense, right? And I also think for Miami, I just wonder, once again, I know they have a chance to be an elite team. And as much as I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, like, I worry about the durability of Tua. That is a big question mark. So I will give the slight edge to the Jets to win a division.
I think it's real because I agree with you, Jay. I don't trust that Tua will be able to make it all the way through the season, unfortunately. And Josh Allen and the Bills, if anything, maybe are going a little backwards. And as Key points out, man, you're 5-4 with Zach Wilson as your starter. That's at least 7-2, right, with Aaron Rodgers. I think the Jets win the AFC East.
All right, real or not real, Key, the Cowboys will, W-I-L, win the NFC East.
Go ahead and say it. Just be honest. Tell the truth. Tell the
not
truth.
Not real. Yeah. Not real. Yeah. I think it's real. I don't think Philadelphia lost a lot. I think when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, they have everything still intact, and Jalen Hurts, $255 million guy, the receiver in position. They bring back Kelce at the center. They shore up the secondary, bringing back Slay and company. I think they're still intact. Not sure about the Dallas Cowboys. I like Dak Prescott. I like CeeDee Lamb. I like the fact they bring in
Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cook, not Dalvin Cook. Dalvin they bring Cousin. In that. But at the same time, there is no Ezekiel Elliott. Pollard's coming off an injury. Where's the tight end? Schultz is on the free agent market. Defensively, yes, they have what they have, but I think they still make it to the playoffs. I don't think they win the division.
Yeah, Eagles are the elite of the elite. It's not real for me. I still think the Cowboys are the second best team in the division, and I think that may even be a fight.
Not real. Eagles got this. Eagles better than the Cowboys, period.
All right, real or not real, the Ravens will win the AFC North.
Is Lamar Jackson playing for the Ravens?
As I said, Jay.
Not real. Not real at all, whether Lamar's playing or not playing. I think it goes to the Cincinnati Bengals. I think Joe Burrow and company and T. Higgins and what they have in there. Now, I don't know what's going to happen long-term with Joe Mixon, but I'm not worried about that. I think when you look at this team in Cincinnati, they've been together now 3-plus years. Jamar Chase and company, their defense is okay. They're getting better over time. They played the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, not the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm going to say not real, and it's not hate. I just, we talk about not being sure if Tua can stay healthy through 17 games. Look at the last 2 years for the Ravens. They've been depleted by injuries. It's just, I'm not sure their team can get through a year of being healthy. It always seems to be that question mark around them, even Lamar's health. So
even with Lamar, I'm still going to give the advantage to the Bengals.
Man, that division. I'm going to say not real because I don't even think Lamar is going to be on the field week one because I think he's going to wait for these other contracts to get done. I don't think he's playing on a tag. So, Mike Tomlin, Kenny Pickett takes a step forward. That's going to be tough. Let's not forget, Deshaun Watson joined a team that was loaded with a good offensive coach as your head coach. Guys, they were winning. They were in the playoffs with Baker Mayfield. What do you think is going to happen when Deshaun shakes off the rust, which he probably already did? Not to mention the Bengals. I have to say, not real. That division is a dogfight.
All right, real and not real, the Bears will win the NFC North.
Not real. Not real at all, despite there is no Aaron Rodgers in the division anymore. If anybody's going to win that division, it's going to be Detroit and Minnesota. Chicago's got a long ways to go. My great friend, Ryan Poles, not good friend, is going to do a tremendous job in this year's draft, no question about it, with all the picks. He's going to build something around Justin Fields. But I think overall, it's too early. I don't see where they're going to finish in the tops two within the division.
They're building. Like that's what the Bears are doing. It's not real. Justin Fields played out of his mind last year. Dan Orlovsky muttered the acronym MVP last year around Justin Fields. So, look, and they still won three games. So when it's all said and done, I think they're headed in the right direction. They got some pieces, but there's still a lot of work left to do for the Bears.
Yeah, not real. Next.
All right, real or not real, the Jaguars will win the AFC South.
It's real. They won it last year and went to the playoffs and wind up beating Max's Los Angeles Chargers. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to continue to just grow. All right, they just all of a sudden get Calvin Ridley in the lineup. That offense is going to be even more explosive with Christian Kirk and Zay Jones and company, Travis Etienne. And when you talk about Doug Peterson, Super Bowl winning coach, second year now, they know what is expected of them from him. Hey, it's all Jaguars as far as I'm concerned.
So, I mean, I'm just looking at the teams. I mean, like, I don't think the Colts are going to do anything. It's real to me. Just the Colts and the Texans, just those names. I mean, Colts think about taking a quarterback with the fourth pick in the draft. Texans are the Texans right now. The Titans, I get if these rumors about Derrick Henry not being there, I'm curious to see how that pans out. But I'll say real.
Real. They have a Super Bowl coach and one of the best young talented quarterbacks in the game. Last 10, 12 weeks of the season, if you include the postseason, how many quarterbacks played better than Trevor Lawrence in the world? It's real.
All right, real or not real, quickly, the Saints will win the NFC South.
You damn Skippy. It's real. The Saints are going to win the NFC South. They got the two best quarterbacks on their roster in the South. Okay, so Michael Thomas is coming back. You know what Chris Olave is. They bring in Carr. Anything happens to Carr, they'll get a healthy Jameis Winston back. Of course they're going to win it.
Yeah, real. They better win it. They better win it. I mean, the Panthers are drafting a QB at number one. Okay, look, Brady's no longer in Tampa. Anything about Atlanta's rebuilding? It's theirs to lose. Real.
Yeah, I'll say real. I just don't think that much of the Saints. I think they're okay. I think Derek Carr's okay.
Well, okay wins the division, okay. Though, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's why, by default.
How could you not think much of the Saints? If they, God, I can't.
Listen, you're biased about the Saints.
Are you saying they're Super Bowl contenders, Keith?
You took them to win the Super Bowl last year.
Are you saying they're Super Bowl contenders right now?
They got hurt, knuckleheads.
Are you saying they're Super Bowl contenders?
They got hurt.
Keith, are you saying they're Super Bowl contenders?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's no Sean Payton.
Wait. Are you picking them to win the Super Bowl today?
You're not going to talk me into this, Jay Will.
Yeah. There's
and
no
yes, I'm
Sean Payton.
The Saints.
There's no Drew Brees.
I don't care.
Stop.
They got though. I'm okay. You're gonna Max, especially you.
Okay, I want you to look right at me. Saints ain't winning no Super Bowl this year. This? Ain't gonna happen. Real or not? Matter of fact, yeah, they'll make the playoffs because of the division. Real or not real? That was real or not real. Would you rather go all in on Trey Lance? You know how a lot of times Key will be like, yeah, because if you look at the draft, that guy would be the best quarterback coming out of this draft. Is that the case of Trey Lance? Or would you rather draft a quarterback in the first round? KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
A lot of times, Jay, we'll hear Key say about a team that made a move. Hey, Key, why'd they trade that for, like, the Bears pick up a receiver? Who am I thinking of from Pittsburgh in the second round?
Well, just go. You don't.
I always
want to
say
that.
Juju Smith-Schuster. Who's the second round?
Claypool.
Why do you keep snapping at me?
Huh? I'm not at you. Just like
you're
I'm trying
snapping,
to.
He's snapping right at me. You. You know.
Hey, you. Hey, you. Hey, tell me about that, player.
Hey, Butler.
Does this work?
Hey, you.
Does this
hey, work? Butler J.
Doesn't work.
Butler J. Hey,
get
over here.
Get my socks. Get my shoes now.
Clean yes, up. Make sure. In my private life. I do this and things happen. Why doesn't it work around here?
Make sure my shoes are clean, Jay.
I'm walking up 8 flights every day because the elevator's broken. So,
you know what I really. You know when I really started to. To think this way is when the Los Angeles Rams and Sean McVay gave up a first-round pick to get Brandon Cooks the year they went to the Super Bowl from the New England Patriots. And everybody's like, why would you do that? And Les Snead, the general manager, said, because when we scoured the draft, he's better than all those guys. If I'm drafting a guy in the first round, I need him to hit the ground running.
Key, unless we're in a 4-hour lunch. You know, when Les told Key this.
Oh, in our 4-hour lunch?
Yeah, yes. You were in a 4-hour lunch with Les, and he let you in on that one, huh? Would you rather, so does Trey Lance fall into that category with these quarterbacks? Bryce Young is itty-bitty. There are questions now about Stroud, though you may not have them. How high are his talents pitched? Richardson's raw, Levis is raw. Right? Like you have Hendon Hooker, who's older and coming off an injury. Does Trey Lance fall into that category for you, Key?
He would. But I'm not – he would. I would give up a first-round pick to get Trey Lance.
Would you rather trade for him than go in on one of these quarterbacks, though? He's got some experience in the NFL, holding the clipboard at least.
It depends on where I had him, I guess, coming out. Where was our evaluation of him? Did we feel that – he was a guy who had a ceiling that was so high, it was ridiculous. It just depends on where we had him stacked up on the draft board the year he came out.
Key, Trey versus Bryce Young. Who'd you rather have?
I'd rather have Trey.
Okay, I'm going to hold off on C.J. Stroud because I suspect you'll be a little more conflicted. What about you, Jay? Bryce Young or Trey?
I think that the 2 years of injuries in that short sample size for me, I think I'd rather start fresh.
With Bryce Young. Okay, because yes. Bryce Young's small for me. I'm not drafting Bryce Young. I'm with Key on that one. Okay, let's skip C.J. Stroud
think
for
Bryce
now.
Bryce Young is special, man.
Trey Lance or Will Levis?
Hold on.
I think he's extremely special too, Jay, and I love him.
Is this
and
the
never,
size, Key? Is the I size never, that? Yeah. Key, I never stood next to him. Like, you know, it's one thing, like, standing next to somebody it's a different feel when you see it. Like, it's like me standing next to Trey Young. I'm like, oh, that's okay. Like, it's a little bit slighter than what I think. Like, maybe you know something I don't.
He's a special talent. He's been the smaller guy on the field his entire career, whether it's been in high school or whatever. I want to see him get paid. I want to see him get drafted high. I want to see all of those things. I think he deserves it. He certainly has shown it. But for me and my money, I got to be able to sleep at night and know that I'm going to wake up and my quarterback is going to be okay. There's just too much uncertainty based on size for me, and that's me. But what the hell do I know? He may go on to be the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL. It's just that I want something a little bigger. That's all. It's just what you like. That's all it is.
So, okay, and I'm with you on that. I think Bryce Trey Young will be excellent in the NFL as long as he's on the field. I just don't trust that he can stay on the field at his size.
You connected Trey Young and Trey Lance and Bryce Young into Trey Young?
I did.
For the Hawks?
I did.
It's a lot of trays.
A lot of trays and Youngs and young trays, as a matter of fact. So, all right, so that's Bryce Young. What about, I'm going to skip Stroud, Will Levis. Would you rather have Trey Lance or Will Levis?
I probably would rather have Trey Lance.
Jay?
Will Levis is fine, but I'd rather have Trey Lance. I've seen Trey Lance in enough games and run around to say, okay, if he stays healthy, he might turn into something. I've seen enough of that. In a short, I'm talking about in like 30 snaps. That's all I've seen. But I can see he has tools. This is why they traded up to get him. They didn't trade up to go get no damn Mac Jones. Everybody's screaming they're going to get Mac Jones. They're not going to get Mac Jones.
They went up to get him too.
They went up to get Trey Lance because they knew if we can keep him right and he can grow, oh my God. They got rid of Jimmy Garoppolo for him. The only reason why Jimmy Garoppolo came back to the 49ers is because Trey Lance got hurt. And then he was able to they couldn't move him. And then Trey Lance gets hurt. And then Jimmy Garoppolo becomes a starter again. Then he gets hurt. And then Brock Purdy becomes the queen of the ball. And then everybody going crazy about Brock Purdy in seven games. But Trey Lance has talent. His mechanics are raw. They wanted to fix that and get him up to speed. Now he has the ability in mini camps to be the guy, even though they have Sam Darnold. OTAs, even though they have Sam Darnold. Training camp, even though they have Sam Darnold. It's up to him to grab it, own it, and take it.
So that's Trey Lance versus Bryce Young and versus Will Levis. In both cases, you're taking Trey Lance. What about Trey Lance or Anthony Richardson, who's got a lot of the same, you could say a lot of the same stuff you just said about Trey Lance, only Richardson may be even rawer with even more upside, right? Who would you rather have?
It's not a rather have. I would be okay with either.
Okay, I probably would
stick with Anthony Richardson just because of where Trey Lance is from the contract standpoint.
Yeah, you got to make a decision.
And so I'd rather just –
All right.
I'd rather stick with Anthony Richardson.
Jay?
I think the upside for Anthony Richardson is pretty special.
Me too. And Trey Lance,
I
don't know.
That over Trey Lance.
You're taking Richardson over Lance.
I don't know about Anthony Richardson either. Like there's risk associated with both.
But at least you don't have to pay him yet.
The size and the frame of Richardson is a little bit more attractive to me.
I agree.
Trey Lance is big, Jay. Trey Lance ain't no itty bitty.
Yeah, but not like Richardson
built differently, man. He built like Cam.
Yeah.
He got a lot of traps popping up in his ears and stuff like that.
Got a strong neck.
All right, before we like conclude here,
like you got, boy,
Trey Lance or C.J. Stroud?
I take C.J.
Key.
I like Trey Lance more athletic.
More athletic than C.J. So the only guy Key is taking is Richardson, based on where he is in his contract, basically. Hendon Hooker, real quick.
I'm taking Trey Lance.
Wow, all right. So you guys have Trey Lance, the second best option behind Anthony Richardson.
Well,
tells you what
you really think about these
quarterbacks.
You should ask John Lynch what he thinks.
Yes, we should. However, it's time to pay some bills, and maybe we can do that coming up here on KJM. Does Jay still believe the Nuggets are going to beat the Suns in the second round? ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.